Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast, episode number 799. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this long-running podcast started with the help of my oldest daughter, Daniela Danny White, who is now grown and on her own and doing great things for the Lord as well, still, is to encourage you, exhort you, challenge you, motivate you, yes, motivate you, if you will, to simply just pray to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for there is no other God in the universe, and to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us. This podcast, my beloved, is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. And I say, if you don't have time to pray, you're just too busy. Just understand that when you're dead and long gone, this world will keep on spinning. Slow down, my brother. Slow down, my sister, and talk to the God of the universe on a regular basis. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray, for we all have been taught by our Savior, Jesus Christ, when he said, "Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." We need to rather just pray. If I can encourage you, dear friend, to simply just pray to God Almighty in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If I can get you to simply just pray to God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, in faith believing, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do in this life. For we only have one life to live. It will soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. And every prayer you pray, God keeps it and preserves it. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings, our emotions. We pray, dear friends, based upon objective facts found in the Word of God. In faith, believing in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Mark chapter 13, verses 14 through 18, which reads, "But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter." Allow me, beloved, to share with you some more important points regarding this passage from Dr. Matthew Henry's commentary. He shares that it would go very hard at that time with poor mothers and nurses. Woe to them that are with child, that dare not go into strange places, that cannot shift for themselves, nor make haste as others can. And woe to them that give suck, that know not how either to leave the tender infants behind them, or to carry them along with them. Such is the vanity of the creature, that the time may often be when the greatest comforts may prove the greatest burdens. It would likewise be very uncomfortable if they should be forced to flee in the winter, when the weather and ways were bad, when the roads would be scarcely passable, especially in the mountains to which they must flee. If there be no remedy but that trouble must come, yet we may desire and pray that if it be God's will, the circumstances of it may be so ordered as to be a mitigation of the trouble. And when things are bad, we ought to consider they might have been worse. It is bad to be forced to flee, but it would have been worse if it had been in the winter. My beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote today is from Max Lucado. He said, "Don't worry about having the right words. Worry more about having the right heart. It's not eloquence he seeks in prayer or in preaching, just honesty and transparency." Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this: prayer is the only discipline of the Christian faith that we are told to do without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ esteemed this matter of prayer very highly. Allow me to remind you that on one occasion, Jesus got up a great while before day and prayed. Mark chapter 1, verse 35 states, And in the morning rising of a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. If Jesus Christ had to pray so earnestly and so often, there is no doubt that we, his followers, ought to pray as well and should pray without ceasing. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayer Equipment for Preachers, Part 9, from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, the preaching of the word of the Lord falls to run and be glorified from many causes. The difficulty may lie with the preacher himself, should his outward conduct be out of harmony with the rule of the scriptures and his own profession. The word lived must be in accord with the word delivered. How beautiful is that? The word lived must be in accord with the word delivered. The life must be in harmony with the sermon. The preacher's spirit and behavior out of the pulpit must run parallel with the word of the Lord spoken in the pulpit. Otherwise, a man is an obstacle to the success of his own ministry and message. Again, the word of the Lord may fail to run, may be seriously encumbered and crippled by the innocent lives of those who are the hearers thereof. Bad living in the pew will seriously cripple the word of the Lord in the pulpit and otherwise, as attempts to run on its appointed course. Unrighteous living among the laity heavily weighs down the word of the Lord and hampers the work of the ministry. And prayers are hard to get through when there's sin in the camp. Yet prayer will remove this burden, which seriously handicaps the preached word. Prayer can help and move people forward and towards humility, seeking God's face, turning from their wicked ways, humbling themselves and repenting of their sins and getting back to Jesus Christ, their first love, and doing their first works for the Lord. It will tend to do this in a direct way or in an indirect manner, for just as you set laymen to praying for the preacher or even for themselves, it awakens conscience, stirs the heart, and tends to correct evil ways and evil thoughts, and to promote good living, yea, righteous living, holy living, godly living. No man will pray long and continue in sin. Allow me to repeat that. No man, no woman will pray long and continue in sin if they are truly born again, because if they are not truly born again, they won't pray long in a real sense anyway. Praying breaks up bad living and bad thinking, while bad living breaks down prayer. Praying goes into bankruptcy when a man goes to sinning, for sin will take you further than you wanted to go, keep you longer than you wanted to stay, and make you pay more than you wanted to pay. Pardon me. To obey the cry of the preacher, brethren, pray for us, sets men to doing that which will induce right living in them and will tend to break them away from sin, so it comes about that it is worth no little to get the laity to pray for the ministry, and yea, the ministry for the laity. Prayer helps the preacher, is an aid to the sermon, assists the hearer, and promotes right living in the pew for the glory of God in the lifting up of Jesus Christ. Prayer also moves him who prays for the preacher and for the word of the Lord to use all his influence to remove any hindrance to that word which he may see and which lies in his power to remove. Pardon me. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer, my oldest daughter, who helped me to start this wonderful long-running podcast. In fact, if the Lord tarries, he's coming, and we live on next Monday. We will be at episode number 800. So anyway, my daughter Danny White will give you the information you need to send in your prayer requests at the end of this podcast. We have prayed for thousands over the years, over these 800 episodes, and we'll pray for you until you tell us to stop. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your love, your mercy and grace towards such people as we are who are not good. We praise you and we thank you for your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. And we thank you for your Holy Ghost and your Holy Word and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Holy Father God, we praise you and thank you for salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial, material, protection, and provision blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Lord, even while we're in this plague pandemic, for those of us, Lord, who call you our Savior, help us, Lord, to and continue to bless us in that way as you see fit. And Holy Father God, we individually and collectively confess our sins, our faults, and our failures at this time as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us all. Fill us all with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved. We pray for the healing of the sick during this time, particularly of the coronavirus plague, according to your will. We pray, Holy Father God, for the comfort of the grieving, but most of all, that they would come to know your Savior before it is eternally too late, if they have not done so, by the power of your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit. And now, Holy Father God, help preachers to pray for the people and help the people in the pews to pray for preachers, as we have just heard. We also pray collectively and individually over the prayer list that we pray for and have been praying for now 799 episodes. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know your Savior through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry alone. We pray for millions more to be saved through other ministries, for we know that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian marriages and families and single people. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray for the salvation of the lost in this nation and for the revival of the saved. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for three people who have sent in prayer requests, but we also pray for the thousands of others who have done so. And we pray that you hear and answer all of their prayers, their specific prayers, and hear and answer all of our prayers that we have prayed for them. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would bless each and every one of them with salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection and provision blessings, and financial and material blessings, particularly at this time. We pray for Peggy. Please protect David from all ungodly relationships and save Dylan, Andy, Olivia, David, Sebastian, Spencer, Marco, and Riven. We pray, Lord, for Vicky. Please heal her body completely. Bless her brother Bill in a supernatural way. We pray for James. Please bless him with Bibles for the new converts. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have believed in you, Lord Jesus, and who have gotten saved in their hearts through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry. We pray for Brian, who just got saved recently. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and have them to grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Edward as well as Brian, Kanika, and Parika. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision, and we pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Dominique, Amagella, and George. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead,
thou, you, shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.